scheme enlargement, alliances, natural and unnatural, written by Z. Charnot, March 15, 2010. This reading of this document is dedicated to the late Joyce Pickett, who died on March 26, 2012, Z. Charnot's favorite cousin. They died about 5 months apart from each other. Scheme enlargement, alliances, natural and unnatural. A theme that has prevailed throughout my life, in my speaking, in my lectures and in my conversations, in my writing and in my thinking, has been scheme enlargement for the alienated. A scheme is a paradigm, an algorithm, a sequence of intentions, a set of hypotheses, beliefs, or creeds. These are beliefs that guide our explorations and formulate our experiments. A scheme is a grouping of our motifs or our modus operandi. A scheme is what matters to us, especially what matters most to us. How can a scheme be enlarged? Its boundaries or its limitations can be removed. Its intricacy and its complexity can be enhanced. Its internal communication and its circulation can be speeded up. Its internal unity, its wholeness, its oneness can increase. Most evolutionary schemes only consider and regard the physical, the morphological, the anatomical, the physiological. The biological reality is all that counts, or all that matters. There's a subject called physiological psychology that delves into the operation, the function, the performance of the body, the brain, or the nervous system in particular. However, only the physical is regarded as real. Fiction, theater, cinema has become a frontier for some scheme enlargement. Einstein stated that the field is the only reality. The Chinese philosopher Mencius regarded the mind as the only reality. J. Allen Boone, in his book You Are the Adventure, speaks of the emptiness of so-called physical reality. The magnetic field and the gravitational field are common experiences. Radio, television, remote controls, cell phones show us the profusion of invisible emanations in which we are submerged. These invisible emanations are detected by antennae and receivers. Frequency-sensitive receivers resonate selectively. These receivers tune in. There is a relationship between inductance and capacitance that enables this tuning in to a resonant frequency to occur. Some people have sensitivities that permit this perception and this reception to occur. They see, they hear, they feel, they sense what many of us don't and can't see, hear, feel, and sense. The capacitance is provided by membranes and their conjugate bonds. Good health and fitness of a certain kind enables this sensing and this perception to happen. Sometimes these abilities can be regarded as skills. These skills can be learned. Training is possible. Meditation is foundational to these skills. This involves the direction of one's attention. Tibetan Buddhism teaches this. Japanese Zen teaches this. Chinese Zen teaches this. It all commences with belief. Heading: Beliefs. We derive our belief, our experiences, from our beliefs. We derive our experiences from our beliefs. We do not derive our beliefs from our experiences. What we attempt, what we try, is determined by what we assume or what we presume to be true, what we regard as possible, what is likely, or is what's probable. Heading: Ideals, Optimums, Hopes, and Aspirations. Scheme enlargement deals with ideals and with optimums, with hopes, and with aspirations. Lao Tzu said, "The Tao that can be uttered is not the eternal Tao." In other words, words don't map the reality we occupy well. Words do not and cannot map the reality we inhabit well. Words follow a one-at-a-time linear sequencing. Words point to or stand for objects. Words denote or represent objects that are fixed and invariant. There are no objects that are fixed and invariant. Everything changes. Everything changes continuously. There is a flux and flow towards, to, into, within, through, out of, and from every charge, every form, all mass, all matter, or all substance. This flux of continuous change is unheeded, unrepresented by words. It creates the illusion, if not the delusion, of freestanding existence. There are no such things as particles. We live in the superstitious world that declines, dismisses, ignores, rejects continuous change. We are meant to live. We are meant to evolve. We need an openness, an honesty, a sincerity in our physical presence. We augment our physical form with technology. We should intensify and extensify what we are. We are, and we need to be connected. That connection supports the flux of continuous change. We are alienated by means of the belief-leading directives, directives of parents and of teachers, of respected sources of authority, by terse affirmations and assertions. Often these directives bypass the censorship of our consciousness. These directives situate in our subconscious mind as default instructions. We hear the echoes, "This is important. This is really important. This is vital. This is essential." We also mutter in our heads. We talk to ourselves. We accumulate these subconscious directives. "I don't want to ever hear that again." The subconscious obeys. We lose our hearing. "I can't take it anymore." The subconscious obeys. We erect shields. We navigate our lives to be out of range. "I don't want to see that ever again." The subconscious obeys. We lose our healthy eyesight. "I'll never do that again." The subconscious obeys. We become immobile, crippled. We lose agility. Where we go and where we refrain from going is determined by accumulations, by directives that enforce one another, or directives that conflict and confuse. We become muddled, clumsy, awkward. Heading: Inappropriate directives. The subconscious doesn't like and doesn't register some of the characteristics of the recitations of the ordinary consciousness, the way we talk and sometimes the way we think. The linear one-at-a-time connections, the use of logical operators, are poorly or difficultly transmitted as successful directives to the subconscious. In the book, The Secret Science Behind Miracles, Max Freedom Long reports the use of ritual actions to communicate to the subconscious. Hawaiian Huna teaches us that prayers are communicated to and through the subconscious mind. Please proceed to part 2.